Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book You Have to Fucking Eat by Adam Mansbach is a profane parody picture book for adults, published as the sequel to his breakout hit Go the Fuck to Sleep. Like its predecessor, it uses the form and visual language of a children's book to address a very specific parenting frustration, the exhausting struggle to get a child to eat. The book is not a guide to nutrition or a practical parenting manual. Instead, it is a comic relief piece built on blunt honesty, exaggerated exasperation, and affectionate recognition of a familiar domestic battle. Illustrated by Owen Brosman, the book pairs playful artwork with sharply written verses, creating a contrast that heightens the humor. Its purpose is to validate parental frustration through satire, offering readers a way to laugh at a situation that is often repetitive, stressful, and emotionally draining. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the sequel relationship to Go the Fuck to Sleep defines its audience and tone. The central device of the book is its parody of the children's picture book format. Mansbach uses simple, rhymed, storybook-style language and friendly illustrations to discuss a subject that parents know well: a child refusing to eat. That contrast is what gives the book its force. The tone sounds like a bedtime book, but the content is clearly written for adults who recognize the emotional strain behind the joke. This structural mismatch is not decorative. It is the core of the book's comedy. By placing profane exasperation inside an innocent format, the book exposes how parental patience can collapse under repetition and fatigue. The result is not a moral lesson or a behavioral strategy, but a satire of family life that depends on shared recognition. Readers laugh because the book articulates what many parents think in private but would not say aloud. In that sense, the parody format is doing more than entertaining. It creates a controlled space where irritation becomes humor instead of conflict. Secondly, the book validates parental exhaustion without pretending to solve the problem. This book belongs to a larger comic project that began with Go the Fuck to Sleep, and that connection matters because it signals the kind of humor readers should expect. The first book became widely known for capturing the frustration of putting children to bed, and this sequel extends the same idea to another routine parenting challenge. Rather than changing the formula, Mansbach refines it by shifting the focus from sleep deprivation to mealtime battles. That continuity creates a clear audience: parents, especially those already familiar with the earlier book, who understand the appeal of candid, irreverent, and exaggerated honesty. The sequel status also explains why the book is best understood as a companion piece rather than a standalone instructional title. It is designed to deepen the same emotional response recognition, release, and comic solidarity. Because the premise is so specific, the book depends on readers who understand how repetitive domestic conflict can become absurd. Its value lies in extending a recognizable brand of parental satire into a new but equally universal setting. Thirdly, profanity is used as an expressive tool, not just a shock tactic. One of the book's most important functions is emotional rather than practical. It acknowledges that feeding children can be frustrating, repetitive, and often irrational, but it does so without offering advice, routines, or nutritional guidance. That limitation is intentional. The book is not trying to be useful in the conventional parenting book sense. Instead, it provides recognition, the feeling that someone finally understands the emotional texture of the problem. For many readers, that recognition is itself useful because it reduces isolation. Humor becomes a form of relief when direct solutions are unavailable or have already failed. The book also avoids idealizing parenting, which makes its emotional register more honest than many family-oriented books. It gives space to irritation without turning it into shame. This is why the book resonates with exhausted parents, especially those who have already tried standard tactics and discovered that persuasion does not always work. The point is not to fix mealtime, but to name the frustration clearly enough that it becomes laughable. Fourthly, Owen Brosman's illustrations create a deliberate contrast with the text. The profanity in the title and text is essential to the book's identity, but its purpose goes beyond provocation. Mansbach uses swearing to imitate the blunt, unfiltered voice that many exhausted parents privately feel during repeated daily struggles. In this context, profanity works as a compression device. It condenses frustration, urgency, and helplessness into language that sounds immediate and authentic. The result is a comic voice that feels emotionally accurate rather than merely edgy. That matters because the book's humor depends on tension between how parents are expected to sound and how they sometimes actually feel. The swearing breaks polite parental speech and replaces it with candid exasperation. At the same time, the book remains playful enough that the profanity reads as performance, not literal hostility. This balance helps explain why it appeals to adults who appreciate irreverent humor but still recognize the underlying tenderness of the premise. The language creates release, yet the structure keeps the joke controlled and readable. Lastly, the book stands out as a specialized comedy object rather than a general parenting title. The illustrations are not merely decorative. They are part of the book's comic mechanism. Brosman's artwork uses the visual softness associated with children's publishing, which makes the profanity and frustration in the text stand out even more sharply. That contrast between innocent imagery and adult language is crucial to the book's effect. It allows the pages to feel familiar in form while becoming unexpected in meaning. The visuals also help sustain the parody by making the book look like a legitimate children's title, which deepens the irony for adult readers. This is especially effective in a book centered on mealtime, because the images can evoke wholesome scenes while the text expresses the opposite emotional reality. The partnership between author and illustrator gives the book a layered structure. One part invites the eye in with childlike charm, while the other delivers the comic punch. Without this visual counterpoint, the book would lose much of its timing and tone. The illustrations therefore function as a narrative and comedic partner to the text, not an accessory. In conclusion, You Have to Faking Eat is best suited for parents, caregivers, and readers who appreciate satire rooted in everyday domestic frustration. It is especially effective for people who know that mealtime can become a repeated negotiation rather than a simple routine. The book offers no strategies, behavior plans, or nutritional guidance, but it does provide something different, an honest comic release for a common source of parental stress. That makes it valuable as a cultural artifact of modern parenting humor. Compared with conventional parenting books, it is far more limited in practical scope, but that limitation is also what defines it. It does one thing clearly and memorably, using parody, profanity, and carefully chosen illustrations to turn exasperation into shared laughter. In the crowded category of family humor books, it stands out because it is precise rather than broad. It focuses on one universal battle, speaks in a voice that feels private and unfiltered, and offers recognition instead of advice. For readers who want to feel understood more than instructed, that is the book's main appeal. If you would like to support Adam Mansbach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.